Malachim Aleph Perek Vav. This parak lists in great detail the dimensions of the Beis HaMikdash that Shlomo had built. It is beyond the scope of this year to delve into the complexity of the many vessels and dimensions of each room in the Beis HaMikdash, as this topic can fill an entire sefer in itself. Therefore, for the purpose of this year, I would just like to highlight one inyan topic. Keep in mind, as the fine details and mathematics of the construction of the Beis HaMikdash are considered divine in their own right, as they were written and recorded in the Navi of Hashem, Pasuk Aleph, Vehi b'shmoyne v'arba me'o shana, on the 480th year, L'seis b'nei Yisrael, Me'eretz Mitzrayim, that Klal Yisrael had come out of Egypt, L'melech Shlomo al Yisrael, V'yiven habayis l'Hashem. Shlomo ruled over Yisrael, and they built a house for Hashem, the Beis HaMikdash. The areas that are enumerated are the Ulam, front entranceway, narrow windows, the Heichel, sanctuary, Kodesh Kedoshim, Holy of Holies, the annex, the thickness and depth of the walls, the winding staircases, decorative ceilings, the curtain partition in the Kodesh HaKedoshim, designs of the flowery-looking knobs, gold that we use for encasing, the two Kruvim, its wings, the entrance doors, and an inner courtyard. Hashem had also related to Shlomo that Hashem is fulfilling the promise that was made to David, as Hashem will never, ever leave Klal Yisrael or trade them in for another nation. And Pasuk Lamaches, which is the end of the Perek, Kol Abayis L'chodvar V'chol Mishpatov V'yifneu Sheva Shonim, that Shlomo, the temple was built in accordance to all its particulars and detailed laws. It took Shlomo 7 years for building the Beis HaMikdash, and that's the end of the parak. I would just like to highlight Pasuk Zion, the Bayis B'Ibanoso, Evan Shlema Masa, that Shlomo, the house, was built with complete unquarried stone, Nivnu, Makavos, the Garzin, Kokli, Barza, Nishma, Bibes, Babinoso, that hammers and chisels and no iron tool was heard in the construction of the Beis HaMikdash. The Matsudas explains, Alpiv Shat, huge stones were brought and placed on top of each other. The stones were so vast in size, they did not need to be cut with a construction tool. Rashi brings the Gemara and Sota, Memches Amad Beis, no tools were needed because a special worm called the Shamir was utilized in the carving of the stones. The Shamir was seemingly placed on the stone and then would cut the stone accordingly. How did Shlomo get the Shamir? The Gemara and Gittin, Samaches, Amad Aleph and Amad Beis, is an amazing agada to Gemara. The Gemara relates the following story. Shlomo was wondering about how he's supposed to not use any tool in cutting of the rocks for the Beis HaMikdash. The Chachamim told Shlomo to use the Shamir worm. They continued to tell Shlomo, if you put two shadim together, they might be able to tell you how to locate the Shamir worm. Shlomo coerced the shadim for the location. The shadim told Shlomo they don't know, but Ashmedai, king of the shadim, might know. They told Shlomo where Ashmedai is and his daily schedule. Shlomo sent Benayahu ben Yehoyada with a chain and ring that had Hashem's name engraved on both to capture Ashmedai. Benayahu then switched Ashmedai's water with wine and hid in a tree to observe. At first, Ashmedai was hesitant to drink wine, but after being thirsty, Ashmedai drank the wine and fell asleep. At that moment, Benayahu put the ring and chain on and said, "Your master's name is on it." Ashmedai could not escape, and he was captured. Ashmedai was then brought to Shlomo. However, Ashmedai did not see Shlomo for 3 days. They explained Shlomo had drank in too much wine and was unable to see Ashmedai yet. Upon meeting, Ashmedai told Shlomo, "After you die, you will only have 4 amos of your grave. You, Shlomo, conquered the entire world. Why did you need to conquer me also?" Shlomo related, "I don't want you, Ashmedai, but I need the location of the Shamir for the building of the Beis HaMikdash." Ashmedai told Shlomo the location. An angel over the sea entrusted with a wild chicken. The wild chicken uses the Shamir to engrave mountains to allow food to grow. Shlomo located the nest with the chickens inside. Shlomo covered the chicklets with glass. The bird returned with the Shamir to cut the glass. Shlomo's men then took the Shamir. Shlomo detained Ashmedai until the building of the Beis HaMikdash was finished. One day, when they were alone, Shlomo questioned Ashmedai to what's so special about Shadim. Ashmedai asked for the rings and chain to be removed so he can show Shlomo. Shlomo consented. Ashmedai then spread out and put one wing in heaven and the other on the ground. Then Ashmedai proceeded and actually swallowed Shlomo and spit him out 4,000 parsos, a tremendous amount, a distance. Shlomo was left with just his clothing or staff and went around like a beggar, knocking on doors. I, Kohelis, was king of Yisrael, Shlomo would say. Meanwhile, Ashmedai took on the appearance of Shlomo. However, the Sanhedrin had become weary of the new king. After an investigation occurred, they understood it was an impostor and not the real Shlomo. Shlomo returned to the palace, then gave the chains. They gave the chains with Hashem's name over to Shlomo. When Ashmedai saw Shlomo, Ashmedai fled. Rav and Shmuel argue whether or not Shlomo ever resumed the kingship again like before. And that's the end of the Gemara and the end of the Perek. Thank you very much for listening and have a wonderful day.